Good morning to you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
May the peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
愿耶稣基督的平安与你同在。
During this time of many mounting difficulties and uncertainties,
在这个焦虑还有不确定不断加增的这样的情况下，
May you all the more live well in the grace and gospel of our Emmanuel.
愿大家借着这个以马内利的神所带来的恩典和福音，我们可以生活的安适。
That we are anchored firmly in our concerts of prayer.
也在我们众圣徒的祷告中，我们可以牢牢地扎定这个锚。
I do not know if this is your lived reality.
不知道这是不是大家生活中的一个实际。
But at least for me.
但是至少对我来说。
For the past many weeks.
在过去的若干个星期中
I was pressed in to ask God how.
我有这样的一个压力我不断地向神来询问
It's a big challenge to my faith.
这是对我的信仰是一个很大的挑战
Staring at the images of the frenzy and lives lost from the ongoing pandemic.
当我看到所有那些混乱所有那些因为疫情而丧失的生命看到这样的景象
And from hearing the sounds of emergency vehicles mixed with the shouts of the people,
当我听到救护车的那种尖锐的声音以及人
And by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治
Indeed, for all the cries for peace.
确实我们听到关于和平的所有的这些呼喊
And whether it is peace from the contagious disease,
无论是我们希望从这个传染这个很有传染性的疾病中得到平安
Or is it peace from the international, national and social and economic unease
或者是从这种国际性的国内的以及经济上的这种动荡中得到平安
There is only one who can bring peace
只有一位他可以真正的把平安带下
His name is Jesus
他的名字就是耶稣
Jesus, the Prince of Peace
耶稣这个和平的君
Jesus who promises his disciples
耶稣向他的门徒们所承诺
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you I do not give to you as the world gives Do not let your hearts be troubled And do not be afraid
我留下平安给你们我将我的平安赐给你们我所赐的不像世人所赐的你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯
Jesus is the only one who can bring peace.
耶稣是那个唯一的能够把平安带下的人。
For he took on our physical and mental and emotional and spiritual wounds.
因为他担当了我们无论是身体上、精神上、灵性上所有的这样的伤痕。
In exchange for us to be made well.
作为交换，他让我们可以得享这个平安喜乐。
To have the peace of life in him.
能够在它里面得到生命的平安。
The time to harvest is made all the more visible by the events of 2020.
2020年所发生的一切让我们更加清晰地看到收获的时间到了。
No one can take life for granted.
没有一个人可以把生命视作是理所当然。
No one can take our next breath as a given.
没有一个人可以认为他下一刻肯定会呼吸。
Our dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
We must make known the name of Jesus.
我们必须要把耶稣基督的名传扬开。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
除他之外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So we must proclaim Jesus' name.
所以我们必须去传扬神的名。
His name must rise above all voices for the true redemption of every voice.
他的名必须超乎万名之上，这样的话，每一个人才可以得到真正的救赎。
And dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们
if you have not yet believed in Jesus to save you from your sins, you must.
如果你还没有相信耶稣可以把你从最终拯救出来，你必须做这样的决定。
By his wounds we are healed.
因他的鞭伤我们得到医治
apart from the increased worship for the Prince of Peace
除去这种对这个和平之君的这样的敬拜
without hearts turning to Jesus
如果我们的心没有转向耶稣
without us calling out his name
如果我们不向他的名记住他的名呼喊
No matter the kind of systems we might put in place
不管我们处在怎么样的一个制度中
We will still see yet more chaos
我们将会看到更多更多的混乱
Whether nationally, socially, even from family to family and individual to individual.
这可能是国家的、社会的，也可能是家庭和家庭之间，以及人和人之间的混乱。
Well, I do praise the Lord, and I thank you for exercising patient love while waiting for the resumption of on-site gathering.
我谢谢大家，一直在有一个非常有耐心的这样的一个爱，然后让我们来一起期待，我们可以回到教会来一起敬拜。
I'm so glad that you have kept up with all the Zoom sessions.
我很高兴看到大家一直在坚持着这个网上聚会。
And right now, looking at the mostly empty seats.
现在当我看到下边大多数还是空着的座位。
I do look forward to the day when more and more can come and fill the space.
我也非常的期盼，很快越来越多的人可以来到这里。
And praise the Lord that the church was never shut down.
我感谢神，赞美神，因为我们的教会从来没有关过。
We may have closed the building, but the people continue to be together.
我们虽然把这个建筑物暂时的关闭，但是我们一直都聚在一起。
That our praises were never shut up.
我们对神的赞美也从来没有停息。
So yes, the medium was forced to change.
确实，这个交流的这种媒体不得不变。
And rightly so.
也是必要的。
But our purpose to worship God has not.
但是我们敬拜神的这样的一个初衷是从来没有变的。
So please continue to exercise patient love.
所以请大家继续操练这个有耐心的爱心。
As we press on to resume on-site gathering in a sane and safe manner.
与此同时，我们在努力的、尽快的，又是保证大家安全的前提下，恢复这个正常的敬拜。
I do pray and hope that you will have peace.
我确实也是为此祷告，也希望大家真正的有平安。
That while in the midst of facing the current real challenges of the pandemic, the protests, the politics, and the personal pressures,
在当前这个情况下，我们面临着非常大的压力，有来自疫情的，来自社会动荡的，以及什么经济方面的。
We call to Jesus.
我们呼求神的名。
It is Him who leaves us His peace.
是耶稣基督，他把他的平安赐给我们。
And may that total security and sense of wellness that Jesus has in the sovereign faithfulness of Abba Father be with you.
愿耶稣基督他在神里边的那种确定的安全感，也可以让我们大家来共享。
May the peace of Jesus Christ be our strength to live with grace and to do what is just.
愿耶稣基督所带下的安慰可以使我们活得喜乐，也能够行出公义。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Good morning to you, our Daddy Heavenly.
亲爱的天父，早上好。
We thank you for the privilege in Christ to call you Daddy Heavenly.
我们谢谢你，因着耶稣基督所带给我们的特权，我们得以称您为天父。
We thank you for the privilege in Christ to commune and converse with you in prayer.
我们也谢谢你，因着耶稣基督的特权，我们可以借着祷告与您来交通，与您来谈话。
Teach us to pray.
教导我们如何祷告。
Nudge us to pray.
鞭策我们来祷告。
Not for showmanship, but for worship of you.
不是为了表现什么，而是为了真正的敬拜你。
Because you are so dear and exalted to us, who are your daughters and sons.
对您对我们这些您的子民来说，你的名是那样的亲切，是那样的高举。
So please secure us in our prayers.
求您在我们的祷告中让我们得以安全。
Secure our love for you by our prayers.
因着我们的祷告，让我们对您的爱也是安定的。
We give thanks and ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样感恩，我们这样祈求，是借着耶稣基督的宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please now listen to the proclamation from 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 14 to 16 and verses 22 to 24.
请大家一起来听列王记上八章十四到十六节以及二十二到二十四节这些经文。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文。
While the whole assembly of Israel was standing there, the king turned around and blessed them. Then he said, Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who with his own hand has fulfilled what he promised with his own mouth to my father David. For he said, Since the day I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I have not chosen a city in any tribe of Israel to have a temple built so that my name might be there, but I have chosen David to rule my people Israel.
王转脸为以色列会众祝福，以色列会众就都站立。所罗门说，耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他亲口向我父大卫所应许的，也亲手成就了。他说：“自从我领我民从以色列，领我民以色列从出埃及以来，我未曾在以色列各支派中选择一城建造殿宇为我民的居所。但神拣选大卫治理我民以色列。”
Verse 22. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven, and said.Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hands you have fulfilled it, as it is today.
所罗门当着以色列会众，站在耶和华的坛前，向天举手说，耶和华以色列的神啊，天上地下没有神可比你的，你向那尽心行在你面前的仆人守约施慈爱，向你仆人我父大卫所应许的话现在应验了，你亲口应许，亲手成就，正如今日一样。
Let us now read verses 15 and 24 together.
让我们来一起再读一下第十五节和二十四节。
Verse 15. Then he said, Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel.Who with his own hand has fulfilled what he promised with his own mouth to my father David. And verse 24.
第十五节，所罗门说，耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他亲口向我父大卫所应许的，也亲手成就了。
Yeah, we can read it together in both languages. Verse 24.
第二十四节，向你仆人我父大卫所应许的话现在应验了，你亲口应许，亲手成就，正如今日一样。
As it is today. Praise be to God, our Lord speaks to all who hear.
赞美神，我们的神向所有听的人来说话。
May we receive his words attentively so as to pray actively.
愿我们能够专心领受他的话语，并且能够积极地实践出来。
First Kings 8, we find a God-seeking question.
在列王记上第八章，我们看到了一个寻求神的这样一个问题。
How do we pray?
我们如何祷告？
How do we pray?
我们怎么祷告？
Specifically, what is it that fuels us to pray to God?
特别的问题是，什么事情使我们有动力去祷告？
We pray by trust in God's sovereign faithfulness.
我们是带着对上帝蛮有主权的信实的信靠祷告。
That is the God-centering answer.
这是一个以神为中心的一个回答。
The fact that we have God's sovereign faithfulness is a blessed assurance.
我们有神的这个蛮有主权的信实，这是对我们来说是一个有福的确据。
And so with that, we are able to put our trust in God and we pray by trusting God's sovereign faithfulness.
因此我们对神有信心，而且我们是借着这样的信心来向神祷告。
When we talk about trust, it also means commitment, it also means faith.
当我们说信靠的时候，这也意味着委身，这也意味着一个信心。
There's a total belief that yes, God is sovereign and faithful.
也就是表明了我们是完全的相信神是有主权的，神是信实的。
So trust, which is commitment, which is also faith, is that fuel that fuels us to pray.
所以我们对神的这个蛮有主权的信实的这样的信靠就是一个燃料，它使我们有动力来祷告。
Where does this trust come from?
但是这样的信心来自哪里呢？
Definitely by grace.
绝对是靠着神的恩典。
And continues to grow from knowing God and His words and works.
而且因着我们了解神的话，了解神的作为来不断的增长。
As King Solomon says, with your mouth you have promised and with your hand you have fulfilled.
正如所罗门王所说的，你亲口应许，亲手成就。
That it is both by God's words and by God's works. that we will grow in our trust.
也就是说，因着神所说的话，因着神的作为，我们对神的信心不断的增长。
And the more we know God to be actively sovereign and faithful,
我们越多的知道神是有主权的，神是信实的。
The more our trust index would rise.
我们的信心的指数也会不断的增加。
And the more we know God's sovereign faithfulness is for good and not for evil,
我们越多的知道神的信实，神的主权是为一个好的结局。
Then the more the index of our trust toward God rises.
我们对神的这个信靠的指数就会越来越高。
The prayers in 1 Kings 8 are emblems of a young king's trust in God.
在列王记上第八章所记载的这些祷告，表明了一个年轻的君王对神的信靠。
Next slide, please. Thank you. Young King Solomon prays the prayers of benediction and petitions because he trusts in God's sovereign faithfulness.
因着所罗门他相信神的主权，相信神的信实，所以他祷告了一个充满了祝福，充满了请愿的这样的一个祷告。
King Solomon opens his prayer with the hallowing of God.
在祷告一开始，所罗门王就赞美了神的这个神圣。
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel.
耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的。
He then follows up his praise with why he praises God.
接着他又在祷告中说他为什么称颂神。
And that is God's sovereign faithfulness is a lived experience.
是因着神的信实，神的主权是一个活出来的现实。
So in the second half of verse 15 says, This is God who with his own hand has fulfilled what he promised with his own mouth to my father David.
因为在接下来的第十五节，所罗门王就说，因他亲口向我父大卫所应许的，也亲手成就了。
For young King Solomon, as well as all of Israel who are present, they are witnesses of God's promise fulfilled.
对于所罗门王以及当时在场的以色列会众，神的信实是他们都经历过的。
What God says, He did.
神所承诺的，他就实现。
And what God has done, He has promised.
神所成就的都是他应许过的。
In 2 Samuel verse 7, it says,When your days are over, this is the Lord speaking to King David. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name.
在撒母耳记下第七章记载到就是神说的，你受数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必建立他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇。
So young King Solomon knows that God is sovereign.
所以年轻的大卫，年轻的所罗门王知道神是有主权的。
That God is the one to bestow the promise to King David.
神是那个把祝福给了那个大卫王的。
God is the one to decide who is to build the temple.
是神来决定谁将要建造殿宇。
Although King David has good intention, but that good intention is not enough, God has to say yes. At the same time, King Solomon knows that God is faithful.
同时，所罗门也知道神是信实的。
He is the one who redeemed Solomon from the family scandal.
神把所罗门王从这个家族的这种丑闻中拯救出来。
He is the one who protects Solomon from the family feud.
神也保护了所罗门没有在这种家族的这种仇杀中丧命。
He is the one who gives Solomon the resources to build the temple of great beauty in 7 years.
神也是那一位在7年中他提供了建造圣殿的所有的材料。
So with trust in God's sovereign faithfulness,
所以因着信靠神的这种主权和信实
King Solomon prays.
所以所罗门王这样的赞美道
Look at verse 17. My father David had in his heart to build a temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, You did well to have it in your heart to build a temple for my name. Nevertheless, you are not the one to build the temple but your son, your own flesh and blood. He is the one who will build the temple for my name.
所罗门说，我父大卫成立，要为耶和华以色列神建殿。耶和华却对大卫说，立意为我的名建殿，这意思正好。
And in verse 21 says, I have provided, and this is King Solomon's response back to say, I have provided a place there for the ark in which is the covenant of the Lord that he made with our ancestors when he brought them out of Egypt.
Solomon 也接着说，在其中为约柜预备，约柜内有耶和华。
So young King Solomon knows.
所以年轻的所罗门王是知道的。
I now stand here to pray and lead the people to dedicate the temple because God is sovereign and faithful.
就是他站在这里带领以色列人献殿，是因为他知道神是信实的，神是有主权的。
His sovereign faithfulness covers all the generations before us.
他的信实和主权遮盖了我们之前的所有的世代。
Because he is Lord.
因为他是神。
That is his name.
那就是他的名。
That he is the God who upholds his covenant with his people.
因为他来亲自坚定他和他的民所立的约。
In verses 6 to 9, we know that they are bringing the ark of the Lord into the temple.
在第六到九节，我们看到他们把耶和华的约柜带到这个圣殿里。
And that is the covenant that the Lord has established with the people of Israel while they were in Mount Sinai.
而这个就是耶和华与以色列的祖先在何烈山所立的约。
So all the more they're looking at the physical evidence that God has been faithful to them through all the generations.
所以在那里他们看到了神和他们的祖先所立的约是清清楚楚的在他们面前。
To the point that now he has now established a place where it is a physical emblem of God's dwelling on earth.
而一直到那一刻他们看到了这个殿的建成，神真真实实的住在他们中间。
That God is sovereign and faithful.
神是有主权的，神是信实的。
And it prompts us to also, when we call out the name of God, when we call to Jesus, we stand as witnesses to say, God is sovereign, God is faithful.
所以当我们站立在神面前来宣扬的时候，祷告的时候，我们也在彰显神是信实的，神是有主权的。
Because it is our lived experience.
因为这是我们所活出来的一个现实。
And we pray and ask that we will more and more see that so many of our moments, our entire life, is really under God's sovereignty and His faithfulness.
也认识到我们所活过的岁月，我们的生活中的一切都是在神的主权和神的信实之下。
King Solomon knows the honor that has come to the people of God.
所罗门王认识到神的选民所有的荣耀
His own family included
他自己的家族也是如此
That God has sovereignly chosen David and the people of Israel to bear God's name
神是有主权的选择了大卫选择了以色列民来宣扬他的名
And that God will faithfully make them the witnesses who hallow God's name
神也会让他们作为神的这个圣名的一个彰显者
Two slides back, please. Okay, thank you. God's attention is on the people first and not the place.
神的这种荣耀首先是在他的子民身上，而不是在这个会幕上或者是这个殿上。
And when it comes to place, it is all of the land because here Solomon talks about the temple, the city, as well as the promised land.
因为当所罗门称呼这个地方的时候，首先是这个圣殿，然后是这个耶路撒冷城，然后是整个这个拣选的地。
He goes from the small all the way out, and that he knows, even though it is vast, God's attention is first on the people.
所以所罗门从小到大，
描述的这块地方，但是神的目光首先是在这个人身上。
Because the land has always belonged to God.
因为这个土地一直是属于神的。
But it is the heart of man that is in rebellion against God.
而人心曾经是悖逆的。
And God is constantly asking the heart to return.
而神一直在要求人的心来回转归向他。
And he has that grace to say, I will still choose you.
神有这样的恩典，他说我选择了你们。
Whether to lead people or for people to then turn toward God.
引领人来回转归向神。
God's intention is to first restore people back to him to again be thriving bearers of God's image.
神的心意是首先让人来回转归向他，然后使他们兴旺，使他们来宣扬神的名。
Because yes, the land groans in pain.
是的，这个土地在呻吟，在痛苦中。
But it is the people who are now dead in transgressions.
但是人是在死在过犯罪孽之中。
So for God to choose is to give His grace to again restore people back to Him to be bearers of His image.
所以神的作为就是首先来重建人，使得他们回转，然后让他们出去宣扬神的名。
And once the heart is restored, we canrighteously steward the place.
因为当我们的心得到重建之后，我们就可以为神做那个好管家。
We will come to the temple. We will live in the city. We will manage the land in a way that is fitting of God's goodness.
所以人们就可以来到这个圣殿，来到这个拣选之地，来管理一切，来荣耀神的名。
The evil of sin is not first and foremost the world filled with disasters and diseases.
这个罪的邪恶之处不仅仅是使我们生活的世界充满了罪恶，充满了痛苦。
But it's first and foremost souls living apart from God and hearts and minds separated from God.
更多的这个罪是使我们的人心背离神，使我们人与神的关系疏远。
And so young King Solomon prays that yes, since the day that the Lord has brought Israel out of Egypt, you, Lord, you have not chosen a city in any tribe of Israel to have a temple built so that my name might be there, but you, Lord, have chosen David to rule your people Israel.
所以所罗门王说，自从神领我民以色列出埃及以来，神未曾在以色列各支派中拣选一城，建造殿宇，为我神，为我民的居所。但拣选了大卫治理我民以色列。
The description in verse 16 that says so that my name might be there.
所以在第十六节就表明了，神的名可以在那里。
It is actually not primarily speaking about presence.
所以在这里并不是在说一个身体的在这个同在。
But it is an expression to say that this place, this temple belongs to me.
所以他表达是说，这个圣殿是属于我的。
Whatever that carries my name, that whatever that holds my name, that is mine.
任何一个就是承载着我的名的这样的一个东西，都是属我的。
And at the same time, it is also about renown.
与此同时，他也是在讲重建。
Renown, 名望。
名望。
Whatever has my name on it, that speaks of.Who I am.
任何一个有我名的东西，它都在彰显了我是一个什么样的。
It's to be representing the person who has the name.
因为它也就是代表了有这个名的这个人是什么样。
And so over and over again, young King Solomon reiterates that this temple carries the name of God.
一次又一次的，所罗门王在说这个圣殿是承载着神的名。
Recognizing that God is sovereign,
他也认识到神是有主权的。
And God is to be made great.
神是伟大的。
So in verse 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, in a row, the temple that bears my name.
所以接下来的16到20节一直在重复地说，这个圣殿是承载着我的名。
God binds himself to his people with the covenant.
神借着他与神与人立的约和他的子民联合。
So with the ark in the temple, we know that God has the establishes that intimate relationship with His people.
所以当这个神的约柜在圣殿中的时候，就表明了神和人有一个非常亲密的关系。
And out of that relationship, God's people gladly make known God's name.
而因着这个亲密的关系，神的子民非常高兴地把神的名彰显出去。
And so there is worship of God.
所以人来敬拜神。
So as we come together,
所以当我们聚集在一起。
For we are now the temple.
因为现在我们就是神的殿。
As Christians, as the church,
作为基督徒，作为教会。
We are to have the relationship with God and also the worship for God.
我们就是我们再一起来敬拜神，
与他有一个关，
他有这样的一个亲密关系。
We bear the name of Christ.
我们身上承载着神的名。
And how important then to say that yes, I belong to Christ because He redeemed me.
非常重要的就是我们承载着神的名，因为他救赎了我们。
And critically, we bear the name of Christ.
而尤为重要的是我们承载着耶稣基督的名。
Because we are Christians.
因为我们是小基督。
And so there is a relationship with Christ.
所以我们与基督是有一个关系。
He redeems us to have a relationship with him.
他救赎了我们，使得我们可以和他有关。
And at the same time, out of that gratitude, we say, Wow, Jesus, it is you.
而因着这种感动，我们来呼喊说：“神啊，一切都是为了你。”
So when we understand the tremendous honor of this relationship with the Lord,
当我们认识到与神有关系这样一个非常大的荣耀
，that He is the Creator of the cosmos,
他是整个宇宙的创造者
，the Upholder of justice,
他是那个公义的捍卫者。
The keeper of promises.
他也是那个誓言的一个实行者。
The giver of life.
他也是生命的给予者。
That's what it means to call him Lord.
这就是为什么我们称他为王。
That should stir our soul to say, How great is our God? Sing with me, How great is our God?
这就激励我们会唱出这样的歌，说，神啊，你的名何其伟大。
It's to say that who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name?
让我们也会发出呼喊说我们算什么神竟然在乎我们
And we see that God has such an amazing desire to give people the honor
我们看到神有这样一个好的心意他想要给人这样的荣耀
Because here God's promise to David is that God himself will build David's house instead
因为在这里神许诺说他要亲手为大卫来兴建家室
David comes to God and say I will build you a house
大卫跑到神面前说我要为你来建一个殿
Amazingly, God says, let me build you a house.
而非常奇妙的神的回应居然是我来为你兴建家室
That the Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you, David.
神是借着大卫来亲自的为他兴建
It is as if King Solomon's father learned, or King Solomon has learned from his father who proclaimed thatWhat is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?
所罗门很可能是从他的父亲大卫王那里学到了，他看到了就是神是这样的顾念、眷恋这些卑微的人。
So dear CCMC,
亲爱的 CCMC,
Okay, next slide, please. Are we fueled by the trust in God's sovereign faithfulness when we pray?
就是当我们祷告的时候，我们是不是因着对神的主权、对神的信实的认识，让我们来有动力来更多的祷告
？And do we pray because we are first and foremost in worship of the Lord？
我们祷告是不是最重要的是在敬拜神
？Such that we are moved by God's grace to choose us to bear His name。
是因为我们被神主动的拣选我们的不配的人来承载他的名，为此所感动，我们来以至于我们不停的祷告。
Next slide, please. For all our search for security in who we are.
当我们来寻求我们的这种认同感、这种安全感的时候
，Will you and I be held together most strongly by the identity chosen of God?
我们是不是会最重要的纪念到我们都是被神所拣选的这一点，让我们连接起来
？Chosen of God. for His name.
我们被神所拣选是为着他的名。
Is God and His holiness the reason we pray?
是不是神以及他的圣洁使得我们去祷告？
Will God's love toward us draw us to commune with Him?
是不是神的爱吸引我们，让我们不断地去和他沟通？
Let us pray because we trust that God is sovereign and God is faithful.
我们祷告是因为我们认识到神是有主权的，神是信实的。
As revealed repeatedly in His words and works through human history and even our own personal histories.
借着人类历史上神不断的作为以及我们每个个人的生活经历。
Let us pray because we know God to be great.
让我们来一起祷告，因为我们知道神是伟大的。
And we very much care for others to also revere His name as sacred.
我们也非常在意让别人来认识神，来彰显神的大名。
Next slide, please. So before the holy presence of God,
在神的圣洁的同在。
Because in 1 Kings 8, we're told that there are King Solomon standing before the altar of the Lord.
我们看到所罗门王是站在神的圣殿之前。
At the same time, God's glory has already descended upon the temple in a dark cloud.
这个时候神的荣耀就降在这个圣殿上。
Knowing that the Lord is sovereign and faithful,
知道神是有主权的，神是信实的。
King Solomon declares by his body language, one, his submission to God's authority.
所罗门王借用他的一个肢体语言，表达了对神的主权的尊重。
That he is ready to serve.
他是准备好了可以来服侍神。
And at the same time, he has his dependence on God's provision.
与此同时，他也要依靠神的供应。
That he's going to trust in God to be able to live rightly.
他也要相信神，靠着神的帮助，他才可以活出一个这个正确的方式。
Because we're told that Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven.
我们就看到所罗门当着以色列会众站在耶和华的坛前向天举手。
So in fact, he really is doing this.
所以他所做的真的就是跪在地上，然后把手举起来。
On earth.
膝盖是在地面上。
Calling out to heaven.
他向神来呼求。
To work on earth.
让神的作为又回到地上。
That this entire posture is to say, as I come before God, this says, I'm willing to serve you, I submit to you.
所以他这样的一个身体的语言就是表明了说，神啊，我尊你为大，我来实行你所要求我做的。
But at the same time, in ancient cultures, this also means with the palms or the hands raised to heaven to say, I depend on you.
在古代这样的一个姿势，同时也是表示说我完全的依赖你。
Solomon would pray and say, "From heaven, listen and act."
所以所罗门所表达的意思就是说，神，你从天上，你来把你的旨意实行在地上。
On earth, we're calling to someone who is sovereign, also act on our behalf.
所以我们是在地上呼求，求那个天上的能力，天上的行为重新回到地上。
King Solomon knows that he and the people are utterly under God's mercy.
所罗门王深深地知道他以及他的子民是完完全全在神的权柄之下。
Next slide, please. In verses 27 to 29, he describes just how great God is.
在接下来的22到27节，他描述了神是如何的伟大。
He's looking at the glory cloud, but he's also wondering, is God actually going to...Right, does he really dwell on earth? Because even the heavens cannot contain him.
在这里，所罗门表达了一个他的敬畏，就是说神是这样的浩大，他居然果真要住在地上吗？
In my temple, he's going to dwell there. Wow, unbelievable, amazing.
那样伟大的一个神住在一个小小的这样的一个殿中。这个本身是一件多么奇妙的事，简直让人难以置信。
Great as God is, He is also a humble God toward us.
神是那样的伟大，但他对我们又是这样的谦卑。
And so Solomon, King Solomon says, "Well, then may your eyes be on this temple and remember your people."
所以所罗门在说，神啊，愿你的目光愿意看这个圣殿，来看你的子民。
So even though he is king, Solomon comes before God and addresses himself as servant.
所以虽然所罗门贵为一国之君，但是他来到神的面前，他自称自己是仆人。
Next slide, please. Servant Solomon knows that he can know God truly, even though he cannot know God fully.
所罗门王知道他可以真实的认识神，虽然他不能够完全的认识神。
Which means that for all that God is going to reveal to us, we can know that 100%.
对于神所愿意向我们揭示的事情，我们可以百分之百的知道。
But there is still mystery that belongs to God.
但是仍然有一些隐秘的事是属于神的。
So we could absolutely know God in what He reveals to us.
所以神愿意向我们启示的，我们是可以完完全全的知道他。
But He's so great that we cannot assume with our finite minds we can know His.Infinite nature.
但是作为有限的人，我们永远不可能完全的理解那个无限的神。
So we come to God understanding that, wow, you are infinitely great. There is no comparison.
所以我们到神面前来说，神啊，你是这样的浩大，这样的无穷，我们不可能完全的知道你。
Although He is not obliged to listen to our prayers.
虽然神没有义务必须要听我们的祷告。
But that He made Himself obligatory to our prayers.
但他确实的来回应我们。
Because he connected to us by his covenant.
因着他与我们立约，他和我们是连接在一起的。
Entrenched in God's infinite greatness. 为耶和华以色列神的名建造了殿，我也在其中为约柜预备一处。约柜内有耶和华的约，就是他领我们列祖。Hello, we're back.
好，我们现在好像技术故障解除了，从开始。
All right, just to do a little review then.
现在要复习一下。
Just so that we come back.
可以在，好像是在一个层面上。
King Solomon comes before the great Lord and he regards himself as servant because he knows how great God is.
所罗门王来到神的面前，他自称自己是仆人，因为他知道神是多么伟大。
And God, in his greatness, he reaches out to us.
神是那样的伟大，但他居然屈尊来就近人。
Such as by the covenant, he then gives himself to us.
因着和人立约，神把他自己给了人。
So when King Solomon prays for God to remember His name,
注意到所罗门向神呼求，求神纪念的时候。
In verse 29 says, "May your eyes be open toward this temple night and day, this place of which you said, 'My name shall be there.'"
像在二十九节记载的，愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所。求你垂听仆人在此所祷告的话。
That is an appeal to who God is.
这就是在宣称说神是什么。
That God, you are compassionate, you are merciful.
神啊，你是有怜悯的，你是有恩慈的。
So please act in accordance to who you are.
所以你所向人所做所行的时候，按着你的本性。
So by God's mercy, He allows our Zoom online or our Facebook live stream to again be restored.
所以也是神因着神的怜悯，让我们这个网上聚会可以继续进行。
And we say we praise you, Lord.
所以我们说神啊，我们赞美你。
And even if it didn't resume, we say, "Wow, God, we still praise you, Lord."
即使没有解决这个故障，我们仍然可以说神啊，我们来敬拜你，赞美你。
And maybe we'll just ask Pastor Samuel to record a recording and send it to us.
也许我们可以请Samuel牧师把这个录下来，然后再发给大家。
We'll come door to door and preach at our doorfront.
或者是到每一家去敲门，然后在门口来给大家讲道。
Something.
总会可以有解决办法。
The word of the Lord will continue to go out because God is faithful to His works and His words.
神的话总会传扬出去，因为神是信实的。
In verse 23 says, "Lord, the God of Israel, there is." No God like you.
在第二十三节说到，耶和华以色列的神啊，天上地下没有神可比你的。
And King Solomon says, your covenant of love.
所罗门王说道，你向你的仆人守约施慈爱。
The word love is regarding the loving kindness of God.
这个爱是提到神对人的那样的一种那种恩慈，那样一种那种爱。
It's a love that has complete faithfulness.
这个爱是有着完全的一个信实。
It is a love that comes from a commitment to a promise.
这个爱是因着他向人守约。
For better or worse.
无论顺境还是逆境。
For life or diseases.
无论是健康还是生病。
It is by the covenant of love that God gives to us that we say, God, you're great. I have trust in your sovereign faithfulness.
因着神向我们守约施慈爱，我们可以说，神啊，我们爱你，我们敬拜你。
So King Solomon knows that he and the people are utterly under the mercy of a great God.
所以所罗门王非常知道，他还有他的子民都是在神的怜悯之下。
There can be no complacency or entitlement.
没有任何可以骄傲自满的，或以认为自己应得的。
There's no goodness from God that can be taken for granted.
神所向他们施的恩惠，没有一个是可以视为理所当然。
At the same time,
与此同时
，King Solomon knows that he and the people are utterly loved exactly because God is Lord.
所罗门王也知道，他和他的人民被神所爱，仅仅是因为神是主。
So this servant king, he offers up seven petitions.
所以这个作为一个仆人的所罗门王提出了七条请愿。
He's fully aware that he and the people are 100% dependent on God for them to live.
他完全知道他和他的人民是100%的要靠神才能够生活的。
And that they could also live well for the sake of God's glory.
而且因着神的荣耀的缘故，他和他的子民也可以生活得非常好。
We do not have time to dive into each of the seven petitions.
我们不会来一一的细讲这七个请愿是什么。
But we notice that when we pray to God about the needs of our lives.
但是我们确实的知道，当我们向神祷告，诉说我们的需要的时候
，We do not pray first out of our daily needs, but first out of our need for God.
我们首先不是为我们每天的需要来祷告，而是为我们整体来说，我们需要神来为此献上祷告。
So yes, there are seven petitions.
确实是有七条请愿。
But then those are again the expressions of our need for God.
而这些都是表达了我们对神的需要。
So the first one we see that we are dependent on God for justice.
第一条就是看到我们需要神的公义。
That it is God who ultimately gives us the right judgment and actions between people.
而神是那一个给出公义的审判的神。
We are also dependent on God for restoration.
我们也靠着神来得以重建。
That the soldiers are to have a safe return from home, especially when they have a defeat in battles.
当这些在战场上打仗，尤其是遭遇挫折失败的时候，他们也求神把这些人可以安全的带回来。
That we are absolutely dependent on God for favorable weather.
我们也需要神给我们一个合宜的天气。
And for us today, maybe absolutely.Protection over our electric grid. 电网。
哦，尤其是我们需要有一个畅通无阻的这样一个电网。
Because just as farmers need, for us we may not be farming, but we are keeping a lot of food, let's say, in our refrigerators.
对于我们这些不耕种的人来说，我们在冰箱里储存很多的食物。
So back then, they really depend on God to send the rain.
而在当时，他们确实需要神来降下雨。
And we need for God to say, please allow no power outages.
而我们就是要求神说，哦，千万不要停电。
And we are also dependent on God for livelihood.
我们也需要神来过这个生活。
It is definitely protection against all kinds of disasters and diseases.
我们也靠着神来保护我们不受任何的自然灾害或者是疾病的影响。
We're absolutely dependent on God for racial acceptance and harmony.
我们也靠着神来给我们这样一个种族之间的和谐相处。
Because there needs to be a welcoming for the non-Israelites.
因为需要就是对于这些非以色列人他们需要得到神的接纳。
That we have to have an understanding or at least the Jews at that time they need to have an understanding that God's love is for all nations.
对于当时的以色列人，他们必须要知道神的爱是给万民的。
That there is a greater identity of family of God beyond just ethnicity.
作为神的选民，他们不仅仅是只是一个人种的问题，而是一个就是神对所有人的爱通过他们来彰显的问题。
We also need to depend on God for conquest.
我也需要神帮助我们来得以征服。
For them as they continue to reach out to the other nations around them.
对于当时的以色列人来说，他们要面对这个外敌的侵略。
And last but not least, King Solomon says, we are absolutely dependent on you for a different kind of restoration, and that is the restoration from exile.
然后最后一条也是，就是他，我们需要神能够得享安息。
Because the people of God, if they are in rebellion against God, God can bring them out of the promised land.
因为神管教这个悖逆的以色列人，就是让他们被掳。
King Solomon is sure of the curses that result from disobedience, as recorded in Deuteronomy 28.
所罗门王非常清楚，就是人民悖逆所要带来的这个后果是什么。
This is part of God's covenant with the people.
而这个是在神与人立约的时候就已经声明的。
That there is life and death.
有生之道，有死之道。
When there is life in obedience, there is also death in disobedience.
有因着顺服可以得生，因着悖逆会通向死亡。
So if we were to look into Deuteronomy 28, we start to see the parallels from King Solomon's prayer as well as Moses' warnings to the people of Israel.
所以如果我们回顾以色列的历史，在生命记里边就提到，如果我们想生的话，我们必须要顺从神。
Servant King Solomon is well aware that God's sovereign faithfulness is for both mercy and judgment.
所以所罗门是非常知道神的这个一方面是恩典，另一方面也有他的审判。
So with arms stretched toward the heavens,
当他伸出双手向天的时候，
with knees on the ground,
他跪在地上，
with heart ready to serve and to be dependent on God,
他的心是一个随时准备好了来服侍神的。
Knowing and fully believing that Lord is sovereign and faithful,
他完完全全地相信神是信实的，神是有主权的。
King Solomon repeats 7 times, hear from heaven and act.
所以所罗门王有七次之久来重复地说，神啊，你在天上垂听我们的祷告。
It could be for vindication.
这可以是一个定罪的祷告。
或辩护。
哦，辩护。
Sorry, it's fine.Or protection,
要求神的保护
or provision,
或者提供我们的需要
fulfillment,
来成就某些事
or restoration,
或者是来重建我们
but critically,
但是最为重要的
King Solomon repeats, please act from heaven and forgive.
神对所罗门对神的呼求是，请你在天上垂听我们的祷告，并且采取行动。
5 times he asks, Lord,act from heaven and then act is to forgive.
所以有五次所罗门就求神来垂听祷告，然后来采取行动，来赦免人的罪。
Young King Solomon prays.
年轻的所罗门王赞美神。
Then hear from heaven your dwelling place, forgive and act. Deal with everyone according to all they do, since you know their hearts, for you alone know every human heart, so that they will fear you all the time they live in the lands you gave our ancestors.
所以所罗门的祷告是，求你在天上你的居所垂听赦免，你是知道人心的，要照个人所行的待他们，唯有你知道世人的心，使他们在你赐给我们列祖之地上一生一世敬畏你。
As the son of David and Bathsheba,
作为大卫和拔示巴的儿子，
Young King Solomon knows firsthand that God's sovereign faithfulness will respond against evil.
所罗门王非常知道神会对罪恶做出回应。
That God has his wrath on David for his greed, for his murder, for his adultery.
对于大卫王所犯的奸淫杀人的罪，神绝无赦免。
But at the same time, in God's sovereign faithfulness, he has that mercy and responds to repentance.
但是与此同时，当大卫悔改的时候，神也就给他施怜悯。
So perhaps young King Solomon has learned from his father's own confession.
也有可能所罗门王从大卫王的这种认罪上，他学到了功课。
He knows firsthand that we are sinful.
他非常清楚地知道我们是 有罪性的。
In Psalm 51, it says that surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
像诗篇第五十一节，第五十一篇写道：“我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。我在母腹怀胎的时候就有了罪。”
And at the same time, a repentance is a must.
与此同时，这个悔改是一个必须要做的。
That humility to ask for forgiveness is a must.
一个谦卑的悔改请求赦免的态度也是必须的。
To say, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love.
他这里说的神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我。
That unfailing love is that covenant of love that is that kind of faithful love.
而这个因着神与人立约而所施的怜悯就是在这里所提到的这样的一个爱。
And to know that, oh, when we come before God with a contrite heart, that is a response to God's faithfulness and sovereignty.
而我们对于神的主权和信实的一个回应，就是我们用一颗忧伤痛悔的心来到神面前。
And the trust in God is to say that He will forgive in response to our plea.
我们的一个信靠就表现在当我们悔改的时候，我们相信神会赦免我们。
And that he is sovereign, but out of his sovereignty, he is the one who will cleanse us.
神是有主权的，但是同时他也有主权来洁净我们。
That he is the one to blot out all our iniquity, as in verse 9.
神也有能力，有主权来使我们的这个不足可以被改变。
And ultimately,
最终
repentance is not just, it's not for us to feel good about ourselves.
我们悔改不是说让我们自己感觉良好。
Repentance is for God's glory.
悔改是因着归荣耀给神。
There are often times when we say, "Oh, you know, I'm forgiven. Okay, now I can feel a little better."
很多时候我们可以说，哦，我的罪被赦免了，我感觉好了一些。
But really, our orientation is toward God's glory.
而我们真正所应该在乎的是说，把荣耀归给神。
Verses 14 and 15 of Psalm 51 says, Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. It's not to say, hey, look at me, I'm fine now. No, the direction is back toward God.
像诗篇51节所说的，神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪。我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。所以说我们罪得赦免不是说啊，我没事了，我干干净净了，我感觉很好，而是说我们把这一切的荣耀来归给神。
All the more we know of our forgiveness, all the more, verse 15, we'll open our lips and our mouth will declare the praise of God.
我们越多的知道我们的罪得赦免，我们越可以张开嘴来高声赞美神。
And so in trust of God's sovereign faithfulness,
所以当我们来相信神的主权和神的信实
Young King Solomon prays
年轻的所罗门王赞美神
When they sin against you and there is no one who does not sin
就是人都是会犯罪的当你的名得罪你的时候
And when there is repentance, verse 49 Then from heaven your dwelling place Hear their prayer and their plea and uphold their cause
当人来悔改来归向神的时候就求神在天上你的居所垂听他们的祷告祈求为他们伸冤
Sin is not a matter of if but when
罪不是说你会不会犯的问题而是说你什么时候犯的问题
And for all the moments and aspects of life that we separate ourselves from God
这个罪也是使得我们在生活的各个层面我们来与神隔绝
Whether in our thought or in our speech or in our action
这是我们的言语还是我们的行为
For all the desires that we have to live well under God's sovereignty and faithfulness
我们非常希望能够在神的信实和主权中我们可以过得很安好
Then as King Solomon has prayed
就如所罗门王所祷告的
We too say, Lord, lead us to repentance
我们应该也说神啊拯救我们不要在罪孽中
Lead us to turning back toward you
帮助我们能够回转归向你
Lead us into a wholesome restoration from our separation from
也帮助我们结束与你分离的这样的一个状态
And we trust that God you will hear and act by all your divine power and your mercy
也相信因着您的属天的能力和您的怜悯你可以为你的子民成就这事
And so we pray
因此我们祷告
In firm growing trust in God's sovereign faithfulness
我们是一个坚定的信靠神的主权和信实的态度来祷告。
Let us pray together.
让我们来一起祷告。
Our Father in
heaven, 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离恶者。
Temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. And as the true Davidic king who reigns forever,
作为这个属天的那个永远在宝座上的神，
Jesus knows, and so he teaches us.
耶稣是知道的，他也这样教导我们。
While on earth, call out to heaven to act on earth for God's glory.
我们在地上祷告，我们向天呼求，让神从天上来作为降临在这个世界上。
For God's renown,
是为着神的名。
As he says in verse 43,
正如在第四十三节所说，
So that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your own people Israel, and may know that this house I have built bears your name.
使天下万民都认识你的名，敬畏你，像你的名以色列一样，又使他们知道我建造的这殿是称为你名下的。
Dear family in Christ,
主里面的亲爱的家人，
May we pray with the primary intention to make great God's name.
愿我们祷告的最终主要的目的是让神的名得到彰显。
We bear the name of God.
我们身上承载着神的名。
We bear the name of Christ.
我们也承载着耶稣基督的名。
And so we must be fueled by the trust we have in God's sovereign faithfulness.
所以对于神的这种信靠当成为我们祷告的动力。
The days we face now are challenging.
我们现在所面临的这种环境是非常有挑战的。
And so all the more we call out to God as King Solomon has.
我们就像所罗门王一样，我们呼求神的名。
Hear from heaven and act.
求神在天上听到我们的祷告来采取行动。
Such that from our daily bread,
无论是从我们日用的饮食
to the forgiveness,
从我们罪得赦免
to the deliverance from Satan,
到我们从被撒从撒旦的权势上被救赎出来
These are all emblems of our trust in God and our eagerness to see him glorified.
这些都是我们信靠神我们想要彰显神的名的一个标志
That these are our internal desire lived out on the outside.
这也是我们内心的一个渴望，我们把它宣扬出来。
So now do join me.
所以请大家加入我。
And as we proclaim King Solomon's concluding proclamation.
让我们来一起宣读所罗门王最后的这个宣告。
We'll proclaim it together in both languages.
我们来一起读。
Praise be to
the Lord. 耶和华是应当称颂的，因为他照着一切所应许的赐平安给他的民以色列人。凡借他仆人摩西所应许赐福的话，一句都没有落空。愿耶和华我们的神与我们同在，像与我们列祖同在一样，他不撇下我们，不丢弃我们，使我们的心归向他，遵行他的道。谨守他丰富我们列祖的诫命、律例、典章。我在耶和华面前祈求的这些话，愿耶和华我们的神昼夜重念，每日为他仆人与他民以色列伸冤，使地上的万民都知道，唯独耶和华是神，并无别神。所以你们当向耶和华我们的神存诚实的心遵行他的律例谨守他的诫命至终如今日一样
Perhaps our first wave of repentance is the repentance from individualistic prayer
所以我们最起初的一个祷告最起初的一个悔改就是说我们仅仅为自己祷告
That oftentimes our prayer is primarily about me
很多时候我们的祷告就是关于我自己
My plans, my needs
我的计划我的需要
Rather than what will my plans be thy will be done
而不是说如何考虑到神的旨意得到实现
Or what are my desires thy you fulfill it
或者是说我的愿望让神来实现
That our repentance is not to see GodOnly as the ER doctor that we call upon during personal emergencies.
希望我们的祷告不是说把神看作是一个急诊室的医生，当我们有问题的时候，他来帮我们解决。
Or that we only see him as an advisor to call upon to improve our moral principles.
或者是说我们把神当作是一个建议者，让他来帮助我们，让我们成为更好的人。
Or that he's an ATM machine that we go for different forms of personal successes.
或者说把神看作是一个 ATM 机，然后我们去那里来支取我们想要的成功。
That we repent from our self-focus and self-righteousness.
我们必须要从自义和自我中心中悔改。
Is God a healer? Yes.
神是一个治愈者吗？他当然是。
Is he our counselor? Yes.
他是我们的这个劝慰师吗？他当然是。
Is he our provider? Yes.
他是我们的供应者吗？他也是。
He's all of the above and much, 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 much more.
他是所有的这些，但他更是远远超过这些的。
And above all, he's all that, but he's also the sovereign one.
但是所有的这些层面之上，神是那个唯一的有主权的。
He has that say over our daily bread and forgiveness and deliverance.
他是有那个最终的话语权，无论是关于我们日用的需要，还是我们的罪得赦免。
When if and when in prayer, even in prayer, we're self-focused.
即便在祷告中，我们也可以是自我中心的。
Then it will blind us from not only loving our neighbors, but also loving God.
而这种自我中心使我们是像一个瞎眼的人，我们看不见自己对邻舍缺乏爱，我们看不到自己爱缺乏对神的爱。
It will stop us from confidently proclaiming the name of Jesus to those around us.
因着这种自私，使我们无法来彰显神的名。
Right now, on at least on my social media accounts.
现在至少是在我的这个网络上。
I see so many professing Christians rather quote from famous people or leaders than quote God for His wisdom and authority.
我发现有很多基督徒，他们所引用的不是神的智慧、神的话语，相反是世上一些很有名的人的话语。
Whether it's for personal inspiration or social transformation, there is a lack of confidence to say that God.Has the sovereignty and wisdom to say something about our the chaos that we have right now.
这些人就表明了他们缺乏一种信心，相信只有神的话，只有神的智慧，才是可以真正解决这个世界上的问题的。
But shouldn't all the more we call out the name of Christ?
但是我们难道不应该更多的呼喊神的名，呼求神吗？
Because He is the only voice that can redeem every single other voice.
因为只有神的话语才是可以真正救赎任何一个人的。
A dear family in Christ shared with me, where is the hope?
一个主里的亲密的朋友曾经和我这样分享，他说希望在哪里。
And another sister shared online.
有一位姊妹在网上这样分享。
I thought I had been coping well with the pandemic.
我觉得我好像在对付疫情这件事上做得还不错。
Maybe it was a combination of cabin fever.
也许是因为一个人独居久了。
Or a point of Netflix saturation.
或者是看这种网上的肥皂剧看太多了。
A weekend void of social interactions or an overdose of bad news.
或者是因为一个周末没有和任何人交往，或者是突然之间这个坏消息来得太多太突然。
But I finally broke.
然后最后一刻我忽然崩溃了。
Well, in God's grace,
靠着神的恩典，
God answers and heals them both.
神来向他们回应，来治愈他们。
And that same healing can come to us.
同样的一个治愈可以临到我们。
God's answer is, I am the hope.
神的回答是，我是那个希望。
That is Psalm 39 says, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you.
像在诗篇第39篇所说的，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。
Our hope is not in the immediacy of action as we demanded.
我们的希望不是说我发出一个呼求，马上就有回应。
Or the circumstance as we desired.
或者是说我们得到一个我们所渴望的环境。
But God's wisdom to act and His faithfulness to act.
我们的希望在于神有智慧，他可以来回应，而且他是信实的，他必定回应。
And He has in Jesus.
神已经借着耶稣基督回应了。
By His wounds we are healed.
因着他的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
Do we really think that social reform will be good without the name of Christ?
我们相信如果没有耶稣，仅仅靠社会改革会带来任何好处吗？
Do we think that if we do not appeal to God, that this is the final pandemic that we'll ever see?
如果我们不向神呼求的话，我们会认为现在所经历的疫情就是人类历史上最后一个吗？
Are we the temple of God?
我们是不是神的殿？
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵的殿。
Don't we bear the name of Christ?
我们难道身上没有承载着神的名吗？
Where are we in calling out His name?
在呼求神的名这件事上，我们在哪里？
Praise the Lord when we do.
无论我们做什么，我们都称颂神。
Praise the Lord when we do.
无论我们做什么，我们颂扬神的名。
That each and every time we pray, that will be the seed of the gospel that goes out.
我们每一次祷告的时候，那就是在传播福音的种子。
It may be chaotic out there.
外边可能是混乱不堪。
It may be chaotic in here.
也可能我们的内心是非常的挣扎混乱。
But across space and time, God will make all things right in due time.
但是经历过时空的洗涤，最终神会让一切都非常好。
And Jesus, He is Emmanuel, He is already with us, and we need to bring others so that they know His Emmanuel presence also.
耶稣基督是以马内利的神，他与我们同在，我们需要把这个信息传播给那些还不认识他的人。
That when we are called to do, what we are called to do is hands stretched toward heaven.
神要求我们所做的就是我们伸出手来冲向天
Knees on the ground
我们的膝跪在地上
And pray
我们来好好祷告
In submission to God and dependence of God
我们向神给予神我们把主权完全交给神我们来顺从
To first know God right
首先我们要正确的认识神
To be righted by God
然后让神来使我们称义
So as to do right
然后我们可以行出正确的行为
Our dear family in Jesus,
耶稣基督里我的亲爱的家人
come before the cross.
来到十字架前
Behold Jesus, our peace.
看到耶稣基督做我们的平安
Our Prince of Peace.
我们的和平的君
And come and be with the church.
来到这里与这个教会在一起
Listen to the testimonies given.
听那些见证
From the pulpit to the person, from the person to the pulpit.
从讲台到每一个具体的人，从每一个人到讲台。
And know that God is sovereign and faithful to do good for us.
相信神是有主权的，他也是信实的，他来行一切美善的事。
And it will be to His glory.
且所有的一切最终目的是归荣耀给神。
On earth.
荣耀显在这个地上。
Right here in the mess.
即便是在这样一个混乱不堪的环境中，神的荣耀可以降临。
Jesus comes to us.
耶稣基督来到我们这里。
Fullness of grace and truth.
丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。
And we learn His life.
我们来效法他的生命。
And we have His life.
就可以得到他的生命。
Such that right now in the mess.
以至于即使在今天这样一个混乱的情况下
，We also call to our Daddy in heaven.
我们也来呼求阿爸父
to act on earth through us
靠着我们在这个地上来做事
little Christ
小基督们
we must pray
我们必须祷告
we must pray
我们必须祷告
for we are little Christ
因为我们是小基督
we bear the name of Christ
我们背负着承载着基督的名
he is with us
他与我们同在
He is for us.
他为我们
He makes us His channels of grace to a dying world.
他使我们成为一个管道向这个将要灭亡的世界说话
Little Christ.
小基督们
We must pray.
我们必须祷告
Then stand.
然后唱歌
Oh, then stand.
然后站起来
And go serve our God and our neighbors.
去服侍神去服侍我们的邻舍
Before we take the Holy Communion,
在我们领圣餐之前
let us spend some time in quiet repentance and praise.
我们大家一起来静默思想祷告
That we ask for the trust in God's sovereign faithfulness.
来求神赐给我们对神主权和信实的这样一个确信
And we learn obedience to make God known by our lives for the good of all to God's glory.
让我们来学习顺服，然后我们来相信神的全然美善的旨意。
Father in heaven,
我们天上的父
we praise your name,
我们赞美你的名
for your name is goodness,
因为你的名就是良善
your name is love,
你的名就是爱
and in your goodness,
因着你的善
you have provided for us salvation from sin, restoration of life.
你已经使我们从旧中被救拔，从罪中被救赎出来。
And we come to the bread and cup, the heart of thanksgiving.
愿我们带着感恩的心来到这个饼和杯的面前。
Confident, the righteous.
我们也对基督的这样的一个美善，我们大有信心。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you who are at home,
对于你